Are you ready? Can you say something? Say hello. Louder. Say hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Have you ever had one of those dreams where you find yourself trying to force yourself awake, and then once you wake up, you stay frozen in a ball, unwilling to move an inch because it's like this overwhelming sense of fear just kind of takes over you? Well, I had one of those dreams last night. Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another episode. We are now in December. 1 week away from.
See, what time I see Noah book?
Oh, one time see Noah reading a book? Okay, Mama, do this first, okay?
Hello?
1 week away from Emmeline turning two, and 2 weeks away from
What time?
Christmas, which I can't believe already. I know many of us are probably ready
See
for this
what
year to be
time
over.
see Noah
Though next year, I mean,
book?
I don't know how much it's going to be different, but we can be
What
hopeful,
time
right?
I see Noah book?
Okay, so last night I had a number of weird dreams, but I think the scariest one was one I had about sharks. For whatever reason, I dreamt about sharks. I'm not, yeah, I know.
No shell?
No sharks? Yeah. Do you like sharks? You do? What do sharks do? They swim? Yeah. They're in the kitchen. What are they doing in the kitchen? Yeah. So, yes, I dreamt about sharks and
No touching. No touching. No
let's just
touching.
say I don't plan on singing Baby Shark to my toddler anytime soon. Not that I ever really planned to do that to begin with, anyway. But yet, somehow, Baby Shark is everywhere and finds your way into your toddler's mouth and sometimes maybe even into yours before you even know it. Isn't that funny how that happens? Anyway, I digress. So, really quickly, you'll hear Emmy saying, "No touching, no touching," because when I'm recording and she's around, she, of course, just wants to press everything, all the things. And so I very gently try to remind her, no touching, let's leave it alone. So that's why she is repeating what I told her prior to pressing record. I hope you find that funny. Okay, continue on to the episode. And you know how sometimes after waking up from a scary dream, irrational thoughts kind of take over? For example, like after my dream, I vowed not to sing Slippery Fish, which is another song that mentions sharks, ever again. Go to SeaWorld? Nope. Australia? Not a chance. Fear also makes me think of a character from a book series I used to love. Sure. Had the ability to create a sort of force field or like a shield around all the people that she loved in order to protect them from the pending danger that was coming. So, of course, I wish I had that same ability. I mean, I read this book like a long time ago, and even then, I wished I had that ability. But of course, even though I've become definitely my walk with God has changed from then till now. And I know about God's protection and God's love. But even now, I find myself wishing that I had that same ability, that I could just generate this force field around all the people I love because I worry a lot about them and about danger and safety and all those things. So then, once the freshness of the dream kind of wore off, rationality began to sink in, and I remembered that God has that ability to shield us and to protect us. During the last couple of weeks for family worship, we have been reciting and singing the scripture song to Joshua 1:9. God tells Joshua to be strong and to have courage, to not be afraid, because God is with him. I love how now our toddler is often asks for us to read about Joshua. Or if she finds herself in a situation where she's afraid or nervous, she'll say to herself, "Strong like Joshua." And so we say yes, and we'll sing that same scripture song that we've been learning with her. So sometimes it's easy for us as adults, as parents, to gloss over something when it's repeated so much. And the lessons that we intend for our children, we sometimes don't think, oh, it doesn't apply to me right now, or whatever reason, whatever we say to kind of gloss over it. But the lessons that we intend for our children are so valuable to us as well. And they give us a chance to pause and to reflect and to be reminded of how much we sometimes forget God's promises, because we get so caught up in our own worries. God loves us, and he has the ability to shield us and to protect us. And it says that in God's word. And what else is there for me to do but to trust that? It's really the only thing that allows me to kind of move past my fears. Some days it's harder than others. One of my favorite Bible passages ever is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." This is one of my favorite passages because it starts off saying, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." And sometimes we trust in ourselves or what makes sense in our heads and in our hearts, and a lot of the time that might seem like different from what God is telling us to believe in or to trust in. And so this is a reminder to number one, trust in him, and number two, to lean not on our own understanding, because our own understanding can be so incomplete. And with God, everything is complete, and some things might not make sense right away, but because he has proven time and time again throughout the Bible that when he says something, it's going to happen. When he says something, you trust him. And a lot of the time, people in the Bible have struggled with that. And they took things into their own hands. And then things happened. Bad things happened. Things occurred because that wasn't the plan, because God had instructed them to do something else. But God always has a way to turn things around. And sometimes it feels like it's easy for me to say this. And then I think, well, what if this thing that I'm afraid of happens? Like, am I going to be able to sit here and record these same words that I'm saying now when I go through something like that? And of course, my hope and my wish is that, yes, I will. But I also know that that will be a real, real test and struggle for me. So I think it's just good practice and a good reminder to keep reading verses like this and keep encouraging you, the listeners, and me myself to keep looking at what God says about trust and about not fearing. I know I needed that reminder today, and often more than just today, and maybe you did too. So God bless, and I hope you're having a great end of the year. And if not, I pray that you find peace and trust in God that only he can provide, and that there are people in your life that can encourage you and help you and hold your hand and pray for you and talk to you in whatever ways you find therapy, in whatever ways you find your ways to cope with the stresses and disappointments of this year or just this life. I pray that you cling to that. You cling to God, but you also cling to the other resources that you find that have helped you. Healthy things, of course, going outside, playing music, writing, calling a friend that will encourage you and not bring you down, those kinds of things are really helpful. And I think they're there for a reason. And I will see you probably in the next year. Well, not see you, but I will be recording another episode probably in the new year at this point. Maybe I'll be able to squeeze one in beforehand, but I started this podcast like 2 weeks ago and I'm ending it now, and it's already December, close to the end of December. So maybe I can squeeze one in before the new year, but if not, I will catch you in the next episode, maybe in the new year. All right, bye friends.